Hörverstehenstexte. Zusatzaufgaben.
Teil 2.
Radio Show. Listen to the weekly British radio show, The United Kingdom, A Closer Look. Every Wednesday morning, the show host Cora Hamilton invites people to call into her show in order to talk about a particular topic related to the United Kingdom.
Hello everyone. My name is Cora Hamilton. Welcome to our weekly program, The United Kingdom, A Closer Look. Today, our focus is on those characteristics, customs, or attitudes that many people in the UK often associate with a particular part of the UK. For example, one of the most common stereotypes associated with the Scots by people living in the UK but outside Scotland is their miserliness, or, in other words, their lack of generosity when it comes to money. Now, if you would like to share your thoughts about this topic, please call us on 020 885522 and tell us about stereotypes you have come across and what you think about them. And our first caller today is Colin, I believe. Hello, Colin. How are you doing?
Hi, Cora. Very well indeed. Thank you.
Colin, what stereotype or prejudice would you like to tell us about?
You see, I am from Northern Ireland, and I am actually very proud of that, to be honest. But whenever I meet people from other parts of the UK, I am usually faced with some kind of negative reaction as soon as they realise where I come from. This really makes me mad and sad.
I'm sorry to hear that, Colin. Why do you think people react that way?
Well, I guess it's because the first things that lots of people associate with Northern Ireland have to do with civil war, bomb attacks, shootings, hatred between Catholics and Protestants, etc. Of course, these terrible things were part of everyday life in Northern Ireland up until the late 1990s. Since then, however, the situation in Northern Ireland has significantly improved, and yet it still seems that those kinds of stereotypes are very persistent and obviously very hard to get out of people's minds.
You are probably right, I'm afraid. But Colin, can you tell our listeners what you would like people to associate with Northern Ireland instead?
I think most people in Northern Ireland, and for that matter in the Irish Republic too, are generally very friendly and hospitable. Most tourists from both inside and outside the UK are often fascinated by the openness, friendliness and hospitality they experience in Ireland. I really wish these characteristics were the first things people associate with Ireland, especially with Northern Ireland.
From my personal experience, which is based on numerous trips to both Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, I couldn't agree more with what you just said about Ireland and the Irish. Good luck to you and thank you for calling in. And our next caller is Simon, I think. Hi Simon, welcome to the show.
Hi Cora, I really adore your programme. I'm so glad my call got through to you.
Thank you, Simon. What would you like to contribute to our topic today?
I am originally from Scotland. I was born and raised in a small town north of Glasgow, and I am, of course, quite familiar with the common stereotype of Scottish miserliness that you mentioned at the beginning of the show. But this is not the only prejudice about the Scots or Scotland, I'm afraid.
Really? What other stereotypes have you come across then?
My job involves regular business trips to many different parts of the UK. Of course, all the people I meet for the first time during those trips immediately realise that I am from Scotland, because of my strong Scottish accent. And in 80% of the cases, the first thing they ask me with a smile on their face is, "Where are your bagpipes and your kilt?" I know that they do not usually say this to insult me. For some reason, it just seems to be the most natural thing to say to somebody from Scotland. I find this terribly annoying, though.
I can perfectly understand why you are annoyed at that. You see, I'm originally from a small town in Wales, and the first question I usually get from other people is, "Don't you have to look after your sheep?"
Oh, how I hate that sort of thing. It is true that there are lots of sheep in Wales, but that does not mean the Welsh are all shepherds.
Of course not.
In a way, this is very similar to what people say about the bagpipes and the kilt, you know? And yes, it is true that some Scots do wear kilts and play the bagpipes on special occasions. But the vast majority of Scottish people have never worn a kilt and have never played the bagpipes, and perhaps they never will.
Well, Simon, it seems that we all have to deal with some kind of annoying stereotype, no matter what part of the UK we are from. Let us just try not to take those stereotypes too seriously. Anyway, Simon, thank you very much for sharing your thoughts with us today. Let's see. Our next caller is...